Hello, and you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird. Radio Hell is a program. My name is Ben, and I will be with you for the next little bit on the big show tonight. OK Vancouver, OK. He'll be playing live in studio in about 50 minutes time at 10 o'clock. It'll be fantastic. Do not go anywhere. Until then, I'm going to be playing some music from here in Vancouver and about from the rest of Canada. The show is sort of CanCon-centric. Let's get started. What am I going to start with? Let's do some channels 3 and 4 from their very latest LP. Here it is, channels 3 and 4.
We'll be right back. approaching test or exam and need help studying? Well, it's time to prepare yourself. The Study Van, www.studyvan.com, is a 100% free website dedicated to helping you achieve excellence. MCAT, history, chemistry, French, math, biology, the Study Van covers it all. Tools are provided so you can create your own study group and do what you need to do. Ace your exam. The Study Van will help you help yourself. Give it a shot, you have nothing to lose, as once again it is a 100% free studying resource. So remember, when you need to study, go to the Study Van, www.studyban.com.
You're listening to CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell is the program. On the big show tonight, OK Vancouver OK at 10 o'clock, which is in about half an hour's time, plus a little bit. Stick around for that, live in studio. It's going to be fantastic. You do not want to go anywhere. Okay, let me tell you what I played in that last set. From Montreal, I played some Duchess Says, Cut Up, name of the song. Before that, I played a Vancouver band called No LA Kill, a song called Tennessee. They are playing a couple shows, more than a couple, three shows, in fact. Three shows in this area anyways. They're playing at the Red Gate, April 2nd, which is on Saturday. Red Gate is a nice little place on Hastings and Cambie. And April 16th, they're playing a show at the Zoo Shop. And that's on Main and Pender, Hastings-ish. It's a bit past Hastings. And also, they are going to be in Seattle and Olympia and Portland. It's a tour with Coban. That should be fun. Coban is actually going to be playing... Oh, there goes the CD player. Sorry. Coban is going to be playing here next week live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. A very nice two-piece who just put out a brand new 7-inch record. They will be here next week on the show if you want to check them out. And we guess we can talk a bit about their tour with No LA Kill. And before No LA Kill, I played some Joyce Collingwood. They also playing a bunch of shows. They're playing at the Biltmore on April 14th this month, this upcoming month. And also a show, I think they're doing something for Rock Camp and, I don't know, playing a media show, club show too. They were on this program about a month ago, I believe, playing live. And yeah, nice people, good music. Before Joyce Collingwood, I played a bit of White Lung off the album It's the Evil to Sing is the name of the song. And before that, some Modern Creatures, Too Serious is the name of the song from a nice Twin Crystals Creatures split album. Modern Creatures probably won't be playing here for a while. Nikki from the band is overseas right now, touring and playing and having a great time. Yeah. And Channels 3 and 4 started off this program with a song off the album Christianity. Okay, more music for you. When am I going to play? I think I got something queued up. I know. Here we go. This is an old band from Ottawa from ages and ages, ages ago. It's always fun to play them. Hopefully this works out. They are called Weights and Measures. This is from the only album I know of that they put out. Tonight, The Knower Adamants. And the song I'm going to play is the most efficient way, the most efficient method of removing your pants. I have like really, really long song titles. Anyway, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. Whatever. This is Weights and Measures. We'll be right back.
But now... we're going...
That is a couple songs from Coband from 7-inch that they just have out. Peter from his label guy, their label guy. Well, it's put out on the Broadway to Bondry. Peter, who sort of runs label, he heard about it on the radio and rushed over and dropped me off a copy. I actually have a copy myself. I purchased it at the release party, but CITR doesn't. And now I have a copy for the station. I played the song Solid Go and a little bit of Listed. And before that, I played some Narwhal from Two Piece from Vancouver, a song called, what is it? Now We're Going Home. And before that, some Weights and Measures from Ottawa, Ontario, I believe. Curtis, can you hear me?
I'm here.
Okay, awesome. Right now, we are joined by Curtis from the band The Albertans. You are the drummer of the band.
Correct. What's up, CITR? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. You are here to talk a bit about a new album coming out and also a show that's going on. Can you talk a bit about the new record that The Albertans have?
Absolutely, yeah. The record is called New Age. The band, again, is The Albertans. We released it about 2 weeks ago. It was recorded in Brooklyn. We've been playing some shows around Vancouver to support. We've got a CD release show coming up this weekend, Saturday, April 2nd, which is going to be in conjunction with the Cobalt's anniversary party. There's going to be a few other people on the bill, such as Wizards, the Killing Time Quartet, and Bear Mountain is on there as well. And that's going to be the CD release party.
Oh, awesome. So maybe quickly go back a little bit and talk about the band. The band was sort of originally from Alberta, maybe at least some of you, or?
Yeah, absolutely. There were three people originally from Alberta when the band formed, and then there was one or two from the United States that were sort of recently sort of enamored with Canada and the ideas of being Canadian, and that's sort of where the name came from initially.
And this all happened.
We were in Vancouver during our first year that we were together, and then we transplanted to New York, and we spent some time there before sort of more recently returning to BC to essentially to release this album and kind of reestablish our connection to Canada.
Oh, very nice. How was it in New York and Brooklyn and all that stuff? It's did you guys actually end up getting in with the scene or playing shows, or was it more just chilling out and just recording?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We played a lot of shows while we were there. We played a few festivals. It's a pretty small community, and we were lucky enough to have label support in Brooklyn. So because of that, it was it made it easy to meet people and to find shows to play as well as parties to attend. So it was a great time, both musically and personally, for me.
So you said it was a pretty small community, really, in Brooklyn. But does the Manhattan thing is pretty separate than Brooklyn, or do you find
absolutely, like Manhattan is definitely a bit of a different animal. I mean, at this point, you don't really need to go into Manhattan if you're on the other side, if you're in Brooklyn, so it tends to create a bit of a separation, whereas I think there probably used to be more of a connection maybe 15 or 20 years ago.
Right.
But we definitely played shows in Manhattan. It's it can be a different audience,
right,
but it's generally a good time.
Mm-hmm. But given how expensive it is to live in Manhattan, I guess most of the bands that's from New York doesn't live in Manhattan, probably in the boroughs.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You might be surprised sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where people are living and what they're paying for rent, but I think generally, like for us, it's definitely not feasible,
right,
to be in Manhattan, and it's kind of it works as well because there's not a huge advantage, I don't think, anymore to being
right
to living in Manhattan, but just because you know, generally a lot of the music right now is coming out of Brooklyn.
Right. And having having played a lot of shows there and compared to Vancouver, is it easier? Are people easier going? Like, is it easier to set things up? Are the liquor things easier? Or just what is there any major differences you find? I mean, obviously more bars to play, I assume, in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a lot more clubs to play in Brooklyn. There is, say in Vancouver, for example. Mm-hmm. That would be probably the biggest difference. As far as the crowds, people are, I mean, they're generally looking for new music a little bit more actively, possibly, in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And that can be, you know, has a lot to do with, in part, I think, maybe some of the buzz around the music scene in that neighborhood in the last couple years. And mm-hmm. But I think the people generally in Vancouver, I mean, it's easier to gauge. I mean, people here generally know what they like. Mm-hmm. And in that sense, it can be a little bit more gratifying playing in Canada generally, because the people that do, say, approach you after the show or buy the record or whatever, you know, it's genuine. And whereas in Brooklyn, I mean, people... They see a lot of shows and you know, it's always a good time, but that's the main difference, I guess.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome. So the new record is called New Age,
correct?
And it's out 2 weeks ago, and you can get them at the show at the Cobalt.
Absolutely, yeah.
And probably record store in most places.
Yeah, we're gonna have our distribution's just sending out copies right now, so. They'll be available, hopefully, at a store near you, if not on our website, or also iTunes or Amazon.
Oh, sweet.
To go back a little bit, it's going to be officially released in the country on April 19th. So
April 19th.
That's why, for now, the best place to get it is either from us or online.
Are you guys going to go across the country a little bit to promote it, or do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to tour probably late summer. We're going to do a Canadian tour, moving into possibly going south again in the fall.
Yeah, are you going with anyone, or have you decided that yet, or any going without a band at all, or haven't figured
that out? No, we still haven't figured those details out. We would love to make it a bit of a traveling show with another group. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of our main focus right now, is looking for someone that we think would be a good fit for us. And then sort of we can start planning dates after that.
Okay, awesome. How are you enjoying the Vancouver weather now that you're back?
Oh, great, man. Yeah,
today was awesome. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Especially the last few days, it's just been starting to, I'm starting to remember why I came here in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, it's very nice. It's very nice. Actually, we didn't get a copy of the record either, but I can play something off the website, which is, you know, that's how it works, just as good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like right now I have loaded The Wake from the album New Age. Is that, that's
yeah.
it? What,
yeah, that's great.
Anything you can tell me about that song maybe at all, or...?
That was probably the last song we wrote that made it onto the record.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of, I think, for us, the, you know, both the end of the creative process for that album, but also kind of the start of, you know, maybe things to come in the future, like what we're, the direction we're going with the next album. And I think it was a sort of a more of a collaboration, I think, within the band, in a more like holistic sense than some of the other tracks on the album. So it's, you know, it's a great song for me personally because of that.
Oh, awesome! Sounds like a good pick then. Thank you very much, Curtis, for talking to us. And yeah, best of luck with the album and everything on the show on Saturday at the Cobalt. And now I'm going to play for you, well, for everyone else, The Wake from the album New Age. Thank you very much. I will talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you again for having us on, and we'll see you in future.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, man.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Albertans, The Wake on CITR.
I'd like to feel what it feels like now. Hold on. Put on the wake of iron song. Put on the wake of iron song. Too much to say. 6:15 and no, there's no way out. So just believe. Well, I'll feel better when they peel me off the ground.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
One, two, three, four. I may be off on some alternate plane.
I'm wild, twisted and true.
I've seen you dance and I just can't refrain.
But now I'm thinking about you.
I'll step out of the grave.
Wild world, I'm coming for you.
What does the key around your neck symbolize?
You're wild, gifted and true.
Abbey. Your eyes are cultured and free. I close my eyes as your face at last. I guess I'll stimulate some grass. Shall I stay put? Shall I venture in?
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. We'll be right back.
me what you think. Heard you've got some words, now plant them in the earth. This is your work, so let's just see what it's worth. You could plant a tree, or you could write a speech. You could be a seed for what you want them to be. I heard you've got some songs, well we could sing along. When the farmers are gone, we won't be singing for long. It could be a hit, or it could be shit. No one can eat what's on your compact disc. Look at what you make. Look at what you take. Look at what you make. Look at what you take.
That was Collapsing Opposite from the album In Time. Look What You Make is the name of the song. Mr. Ryan McCormick, member, founder, possibly. I think he's the founder of Collapsing Opposite, did a performance on Serbia Radio yesterday morning for us, which is probably, I don't know, 2 days ago night for Serbia time. I'm not good with the time zone, but Collapsing Opposite. In Serbia. And before Collapsing Opposite, I played some Calarissa from her brand new album, Moon of Neptune. And title track is the one that I played. And before Calarissa, I played some Like Animals Again from the album Comfortable Dungeon, a Vancouver band. Venture East is the name of the song. And I started off the set with some Albertans from the album New Age. The Wake is the name of the song. I talked to Curtis, the drummer from the band, a little bit ago, and talked about the big show they have for the City Blues Party at the Cobalt this Saturday. Okay, I think now it's time to kick